your hand.
Okay.
I need you to tell me again why his name was taken off of the contract report.
It is?
He removed the name from the contract report by the trustees. By the trustees, okay. He was also going to put his card up here, his business card.
I can put my flyer up on the bulletin.
And he has a flyer.
I can take that flyer, but once again, since they had me remove my name from the contractor's list, I would have to have approval to put it up.
So why is this up there?
He's still on the contractor's list.
Don't make no difference, ain't no rules against
that. I'm not arguing with you, I'm telling you the fact. Leave it alone. Do not touch things that do not belong to you. Put that back in.
I need a phone number to call for service.
Right.
I need a copy of it for, so I can call this guy to have some work done.
Let her get a copy of it for you. Give me that piece of paper. Let her get a copy of it for you.
I want you to put mine up there.
Well,
I want to trust you to call Tinker. I want Tinker to come up.
What I am going to do is I'm going to call the police and have you arrested. Give me the fucking
paper. You can't have
me
arrested for taking a piece of paper.
I told you not to take it.
Call the police.
The point is, they've taken his name off of the contractor's list without warning him.
I took the form so I could call this guy to have some work done. How's that?
You're lying.
Well, whatever you say.
Thank you. I'll call the police right now.
Anyway, he was removed from the contractor's list without being notified and without giving a reason.
Talk to the trustees.
I'm sorry.
Talk to the trustees.
Okay. You're calling a trustee?
No, I'm calling the police.
Okay. Well, could you call a trustee also?
No. I'm calling Tom.
Okay. Well, there's no reason why he should have been pulled off of there just because the trustees don't like him. Reason. They haven't given him a reason.
I'm not arguing with you, not commenting other than tell you I was told to take it off there. If you have an issue, I suggest you contact the trustee.
Okay. Why won't you call a trustee to come up here and discuss it?
Because I don't want you.
There you go.
Wait at the meeting tomorrow. Because
I'll be back to hand out my flyers too, so you might as well call the cops again and go and hand them out.
Playing the whole thing. The deal is being obstinate.
It's still running.
Okay. What we can do is we can schedule a meeting. That's the best that we can do. Is we can get a hold of the trustees. I mean, we can't just call them on the fly and say, be up here in a minute.
Okay.
Because they don't respond that way. They don't do it for you. They don't do it for other people.
They take meetings at their executive session.
That's usually when the board will hold meetings.
I can't really hear what all you're saying.
She's talking about scheduling a meeting. Let's go ahead and schedule it.
Okay.
Go ahead and trust
I would like to schedule a meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
What we will do is we will schedule it for their executive session. Okay?
And for when?
At their executive session. That's usually when they'll hold their meetings with property owners.
During the executive meeting, that's when we can schedule my meeting.
And
we'll get back with you. We'll let you know at what time, you know, whether they said that was okay. When they're going to have their next executive session.
I can tell you right now, they may or may not have one this month. Because by getting elected to the board, mostly time in April, they have a very small one just to meet as a new board. And figure out who's on the board. They've got to discuss who's going to be like officers and liaison positions and stuff like that.
They don't
necessarily discuss business in April.
Yeah.
So it may not be until May. I'm totally being honest with you.
I wanted it in May because we're going to have new trustees by then.
Well, I just want to make it clear that you're not realizing that, you know, on tomorrow or Sunday that you're thinking you're happen the normal, the second Saturday in May's board meeting, executive meeting.
Right.
That it may not be until May's meeting or
right.
something.
That's
so if it's, you know, next month, don't be offended that you think I'm putting you off. I mean, honest with you, your meeting may not be, but yeah, they're not going to act on the fly because one trustee or two trustees or something like that, if you're going to have a meeting, you need to have a meeting with the board, okay? And that's the only way things will get resolved.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome.
I didn't hear that, but
what
you said.
Who prejudice only has rust up there? You know that?
Yes, sir.
That's a prejudice thing. And my attorney's going to know about it.
No, I don't.
It's putting wood in the lake. Just to cause a tanker and rust, and you're whistling yourself, you're putting a whole wood in the lake to jeopardy for that.
Well, I want to wait out here.
I have a right to sue, and I will.
I want to wait out here for the police, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to wait out here.
Thank you.
Thank you.